plus ongoing.
ETS 9,
1 plus 6 and Vivix Wireless. Oculus Go.
This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Hey, we are back for 2019. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas. I know what I did. And this year is going to be an amazing year for tech. So let's jump straight into it with the first episode of 2019. Hello, everyone. It is David Cannon here. This is the Friday News Update, episode 58 for Friday, the 4th of January, 2019. And make sure you stay tuned to the podcast because something big is coming next month. I cannot wait to announce this. It's gonna be huge. You're gonna want to hear about this. It is something new and I can't give away too much right now, but make sure you stay tuned so you don't miss that. I will tell you about that as soon as I can. But for now, let's get straight into the tech news because Apple, let's just say, aren't having a great start to the year and it's only 4 days in. So let's get going. This is the Friday News Update and first up this week, Apple have caused a lot of problems in the stock market after they downgraded their earnings predictions for the first quarter of 2019. So Tim Cook sent out a press release slash a letter to investors this week saying they now predicted that they'd only earn $84 billion in the first quarter of this year, compared with $89 billion as they initially thought. So this isn't really going to cause problems for Apple. I mean, they're still going to be an immensely rich company. This isn't going to really hurt them too much, but it is kind of concerning that a company this big, who have just launched, let's just remember, a ton of pretty big new products like the new Macs and the brand new iPad Pro, have had to downgrade their earnings predictions. They're not earning as much as they thought they would. So what's the reason for this if they've just launched a ton of new products? Well, the problem, as you might have predicted, is iPhones, and particularly in China. And this has caused shares in a ton of different companies that have really high sales in China to drop as well. So we've heard these rumors for a while now that iPhone sales last year were just not that good at all, and Apple were really panicking internally, and we weren't really sure whether to believe this, but it looks like they're true now. So Apple are now aggressively promoting this trading promotion they're doing at the moment in store, online, and by email. And it looks like they're pretty desperate to get people to buy new iPhones, which is reflected by what Tim Cook said about Apple's earnings. iPhones are partly the reason for this drop in the earnings predictions. So it looks like the iPhone XR is actually selling pretty well. It's apparently managed to convert a ton of Android users to iOS because it doesn't cost as much as normal iPhones, but it gives you a lot of the same features. However, the problem here, I think, is the iPhone XS. This is where the real money is made. And this time, it didn't really have a lot of upgrades. There was a new color, there was a bigger model, and the cameras were a bit better, and that's it. And it looks like people just haven't bothered to upgrade. That is where I think the problem lies. And especially because this year, there were a ton of Chinese tech companies releasing some amazing flagship phones this year, like Xiaomi with the Mi 8 and Mi 8 Pro, and Huawei, of course, with the Mate 20 Pro, which was a lot of people's favorite phone this year. So This has not happened for a while. Apple have not had to downgrade their earnings prediction for years, but it's happening now, and you've got to wonder, how's Apple going to pull themselves out of this mess? I'm sure they can. They're really rich, and they have so many fans. I think they can probably pull themselves out of this mess when the iPhone 11 comes along, but that's a long time to wait, so they're going to have to do something to bring up their sales in the meantime, I think. But Apple are in trouble. Next up, Xiaomi have announced a brand new budget phone called the Mi Play, and it gives you a ton of free data straight out the box. So it looks like this comes with a SIM card in the box, and once you put it in the phone, you get 10 gig free data every month for a year without having to pay anything. That's more data than some people pay for. It's pretty incredible that Xiaomi are just giving this away, along with the other amazing specs in here for the price. But that's Xiaomi for you. They make some amazing value phones. This one actually costs 1,099 yuan, which is about £125. Or $160. You would probably pay that much for 10 gig of data for a year, and you're getting a free phone with that. So this is pretty incredible, and the specs are fantastic as well. We are getting a 5.8-inch Full HD screen with a water drop notch, so the notch is not so disruptive as the bigger notches out there. So it's going to be a little bit more immersive, despite the fact that it does have a fairly big chin and fairly big side bezels, but it's gonna be more immersive than some smartphones. We're getting a 12 megapixel f2.2 lens and a 2 megapixel lens for background blurring on the back, so dual cameras, and on the front there is an 8 megapixel lens, and we get the brand new Helio P35 processor, which looks like it's gonna be amazing for the price. This is gonna be much faster than the competition, so this is really the phone to get for this price if you want the fastest phone around. And we're also getting a 3000 mAh battery, which is not huge, but it'll be fine if you don't use it too much. And for that amazing price, go for it at that price. You're not going to get any better anywhere else. That is amazing value, especially with that data. And they also got into the Guinness Book of World Records by making this big display of 1,005 of these Mi Play phones, all linked together to form one giant picture. To be honest, it's not that impressive. Like, any phone pretty much could do that, unless it was an iPhone, because one of them would probably be bent, but yeah, it's not terribly impressive. It's not like the Mi Play can do this and no other phone can. And it's not like you're going to be doing this yourself, unless you want to get into the Guinness Book of World Records yourself. But there you go. They did it for a bit of publicity. It's available now from Mi.com, and it comes in a black color, a purple to blue gradient color, which looks amazing, and a red to orange color, which also looks really cool. So that is available now in China. Next up, Honor have officially announced the Honor View 20 in China ahead of its global announcement in Paris later this month. And this is Honor's first phone with a hole in the screen for the selfie camera. So Huawei, who own Honor, have done this, and Samsung have also done it. They were first to do this. But Honor have gone one better than both of these companies and announced a phone with this tech that's pretty much a flagship. It's got some really amazing specs here. So first up, you are getting a 6.4-inch screen. It is Full HD, but it is an LCD, so not an AMOLED. but it'll still be alright, and inside that is a 4.5mm wide hole for the 25MP f2.0 selfie camera in there. So this is what you'll use to take selfies, but this hole in the screen for the selfie camera allows you to go almost fully bezel-less with just a tiny chin, because they haven't figured out how to get rid of that chin yet, while still keeping the selfie camera on the front. So that's all very cool, and this hole should be less noticeable than the one on the Galaxy A8s, because it is a smaller hole. But while we're talking cameras, we get an absolutely unbelievable 48MP camera on the back, f1.8, and that is gonna allow you to use pixel binning to get amazing photos in the dark, and you're also of course gonna just be able to get amazingly detailed and sharp photos. And there's also gonna be a time of flight camera on the back, just like on the Vivo Next Dual Display Edition, but this one is basically just used for improving background blurring shots and a few other kind of rubbishy camera effects and AR effects, but it's there anyway, and it's a pretty cool piece of tech. And we're also getting the Kirin 980 processor, the one that was in the Huawei Mate 20 Pro, and is very, very fast. So this is gonna have flagship level performance. It's going to be very, very fast. That's paired with 6GB of RAM, which is plenty. And we're also getting a 4,000mAh battery. So this is going to last absolutely ages. Possibly even 2 days if you really stretch it and don't use it too much. And you'll be able to charge that to 55% in just half an hour. So pretty fast charging there. We get a headphone jack, which is fantastic to see. And we're also getting Link Turbo, which was teased last month. This is basically going to allow you to combine data and Wi-Fi into one kind of hybrid network to download stuff faster and also use up quite a lot of data, but you'll have faster download speeds, so that's pretty much what matters, right? You're getting Android Pie, which is great, with Magic UI 2, which is basically EMUI. They've kind of tried to rebrand it to make it sound not terrible. It uses AI to improve GPS accuracy, apparently. And there's also a cool reflective back that, as you turn it, it reflects a kind of V-shape on the back as a reference to the name View 20, or V20 as it's called in China. So that's going to look quite cool. And it comes in night black, which is your normal black color, Charm Sea Blue, which is sort of dark blue, Phantom Blue, which is a lighter blue, and Charm Red. So that's going to cost 2,999 yuan, which is a bit of a bargain, really, for what you're getting there. You're basically getting flagship specs in all but the screen, and this is one of the most advanced phones out there right now with that hole in the screen, so you're getting a lot of value there. That converts to £350 or $440, and you can pre-order it now from honor.cn, and you'll get it by the 17th of January. And finally, Huawei have announced a brand new version of the P Smart budget phone, and it's basically the same as the Honor 10 Lite that was announced last month. So you're still getting the same 6.2-inch Full HD screen, you're still getting a 13-megapixel lens with an f1.8 aperture on the back, plus a 2-megapixel lens for background blurring. You are getting a slightly downgraded 8-megapixel camera on the front. You're still getting the Kirin 710 processor, which is actually amazing for the price, way better than anything you can get for this price, and that's combined with 3GB of RAM, and you're still getting using a 3,400 mAh battery. There's no NFC, weirdly, so you can use Google Pay, but in the UK, this starts at £150. That is unbelievable value for what you're getting here. Most phones at this price only have a 720p screen. They have a pretty terrible processor. The cameras aren't amazing. And the battery is fairly small in a lot of these phones. But here, you're getting a pretty big battery that's almost certainly going to last you the whole day. You're getting what look like decent cameras. You're getting an absolutely unbelievable processor for the price that's going to give you fairly near to flagship performance, and you're getting a full HD screen, and there's also a gradient back here which looks very cool, and there's also a water drop notch on the front, so the notch isn't going to be too distracting. So fantastic design as well. Just go for it. Even though it does have EMUI on top of Android Pie, go for it. This is incredible value, especially when it drops in price later in the year. This is amazing, and it's available on the 10th of January, which is next Thursday. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.